road report from State Representative Ellen Kogan Lipton. Representative, how are you?
Yes, I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Road's treating you okay this morning?
Yes, sir.
Well, thanks for being with us. The House Democrats have called for restoration of home heating funds. Legislators urged committee chair for an immediate vote on House Bill 5008. Tell us about this.
Yes, this is basically something that is becoming a very, very critical issue right now as the weather is getting ever colder. And basically, the low-income energy fund was put in place in 2000 as a way of basically helping people pay their bills in the case of a potential shut-off situation, and also to help them weatherize their homes, improve energy efficiency, to help keep their energy bills lower. And these this fund is was created when the utilities would go to the Public Service Commission and ask for a rate increase. So as one of the, you know, sort of quid pro quo, if you will, of the request for a rate increase, would be a small amount of money being set aside for low-income energy assistance. And this fund has operated for over a decade, but because of a legislative drafting error, it's really that that simple, a legislative drafting error, which occurred in 2008, when that section of the act was rewritten, the Michigan Court of Appeals ruled this summer that the Public Service Commission no longer has the authority to administer this program. And literally, over $60 million has been held in escrow, in limbo, waiting for a legislative fix. And the legislature needs to act and pass this legislative fix so this money can be released and get into the hands of people that are in desperate need of it.
All right, so you're saying there's $60 million already set aside for this fund?
That is correct. That is money that was collected in the by the PSC from the utilities in exchange for a rate increase requests.
All right, now, I saw a quote in the Detroit Free Press where Chairman Horn was quoted as saying, I doubt we're going to find a magic pot of money. It's important to note that $95 million has already been appropriated for this program. Is that true?
It makes no sense. I read that quote and I had to scratch my head because it shows just a lack of understanding of the program. This is not money that is appropriated from the general fund. It never did, and it was not intended when it was created in 2000. So no general fund dollars go to the LIHEAP program. It is not diverting, would not take money from other programs that the state funds. It's not created from state taxpayer revenue dollars. So there doesn't need to be a magic pot of money because the money is collected in return for requests by the utilities for a rate increase. And it's set aside by the Public Service Commission. They have the authority, of course, to hear rate increase cases and decide whether they're appropriate. And it really was a very, very visionary program, and it's worked well for over a decade. And it's unfortunate that in 2008, when that section of the act was rewritten, I learned in my research in preparation for drafting the bill
Representative, I got to get to a news break. Can I call you back and let you finish your thought in a few minutes?
Oh, you bet.
All right, we'll do that. We'll talk with State Representative Lipton.